our private actions, our private lives should be private, and the government's activities should be public. And right now, it's the opposite. The government and federal agents and all these agencies, you know, this was a problem I had when they started talking about putting all of the suspects on the terror watch list, not allowing them to buy guns. We need sensible...
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
You get 10 bonus points for bringing that up.
Thank you.
And I'm going to return to it.
Great.
Please.
And this bothered me because we do need sensible gun reform. But between the NSA and the FBI and the CIA, there are millions of Americans on some kind of watch list somewhere. And with all of our lives now being lived electronically through our cell phones and on our online and through social media, that needs to be undone. Whatever they're doing there I'm being brief and sort of jumping over the large lengths that they're going to spy on all of the American citizenry. And it gets more scary when you take a look at things that happened recently, like NDAA 2012, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. It's just an authorization act for the military, but they put in this part that says you can be indefinitely detained as a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil if they say that you're a terrorist first.
Right. Yeah.
So what makes this really dangerous, and this is the thing that people need to understand, is they say, and Snowden had a great response to this, people say, well, I don't care. I don't have anything to hide. So it doesn't bother me if the government looks on my computer. And I say, it should. First of all, saying I don't care about freedom of speech because I have nothing – or no, excuse me. Saying I don't care about freedom of privacy because I have nothing to hide is like saying I don't care about freedom of speech because I have nothing to say.